There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Kamerayi that he says in Farsi, توحید کلمه برای کلمه توحید. In English, it means uniting words for the sake of the word of unity.
I think one of the great things that he did was to be ambassador of Ayatollah Burujerdi in order to extend the gratitude to Sheikh Shaltut for acknowledging Shia as one of the official Islamic sect.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
What will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries and scholars all across the world of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahdavi, and welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about an outstanding figure who has spent most of his life in preaching the Shia Islam. Also, he attempted very much in order to achieve Islamic proximity between different denominations and Islamic unity. He is no one but Mirza Khalil Kamerayi. Okay, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, brother Mirza Khalil Kamerayi. What information do we have about his early life?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayatollah Haj Mirza Khalil Kamerayi, born in 1892 in Fernagh, one of the rural areas of the city of Khomein, which is also known as Kamara. He was an author, researcher, philosopher of contemporary theology, and he had many social activities and also cultural activities. Since this great and outstanding scholar might be unknown and unfamous to our dear listener, I think this is a good idea to get to know about this personality through his teachers and also his contemporary outstanding scholars and the students.
Yes.
So as for the teacher, we can count great and outstanding scholar Sheikh Abdul Kalim Ha'ari Yazdi, the founder of the Seminary School of Qom, as one of his teacher. Besides him, we see the name of Mirza Jawad Aghai Maliki Tabrizi, who is the great teacher of the Akhlaq.
Yes.
Who's the author of the book Al-Muraqabat. Maybe most of our audience, they're familiar with this book. And Sheikh Abbas Qummi, also he benefited from the presence of this great scholar, who is the author of the most famous book among Shias, which is Mafatihul Janat.
That's right.
Regarding his classmates and those with whom he was participating in the classes and he was taking part in discussions and mubahathat, al-hawzaviyya. This is the specific type of learning in hawza, which is called the mubahatha.
Yes.
Students of the seminary sitting around each other and go over and discuss about whatever they learned in the class. So one of his partner in the discussion or mubahatha was Imam Khomeini, who was the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. As I said, through these personalities, we can get to know how great this man was. Yes. And when it comes to the students, we see the name of Sayyid Murtaza Askari. And this is a well-known figure that we had some programs for him in our program. Ayatollah Taliqani, who was the very famous activist in social and political areas before the revolution and also after the revolution of Iran. So he was a very great man who got to the level of ijtihad and get the permission of ijtihad from his teacher. And he had a very broad activity.
Yes.
I mean, from the Hawzavi and seminary scholarly type of the activity you can see in his biography, up to the cultural, social, having relationship with the great scholars of other religions and countries all around the world.
That's right.
So I think we have to take our time talking about his personality more and more, inshallah, later on.
I think Sheikh Ziyaniya, most of his life was dedicated into establishing a kind of dialogue between the Muslims based on, we can say, the common grounds. especially between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And we know that he was the special representative or deputy of Ayatollah Burujerdi in order to go to Egypt and thank Sheikh Mahmoud Shaltut, who believed, we can say, in the Ja'fariya school of thought as one of the official schools of thought among the Muslims. Let's talk a little bit about this aspect of the life of Mirza Khalil Qamari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamari that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Very good.
That in English it means uniting words for the sake of the word of unity.
Very good.
So he was believing in this idea that we have to unite all the words from all over the world to get around a table under the name of unity, tawheed.
Yes.
That God is one.
Okay.
So this is also exactly according to the verses of the Holy Quran. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The first phase that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran puts emphasis on this also is tawheed, that he is calling non-Muslims also to sit around this table.
Okay.
Yet Muslims should sit there for sure.
You mean
sure.
Establishing wahda based on tawheed?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the milestone of the mindset of Sheikh Khalil Qamari.
Okay.
And to establish this, you know, understanding amongst Muslims, he tolerated and suffered from very different problems and, you know, issues. So that's why he is trying to write some books regarding this wahdat. And he put emphasis on the invitation of Islam to say that, okay, let's gather around this invitation. And he highlights four pillars for this invitation. First of all, the establisher of the invitation, that is the Holy Prophet, and the book of invitation, that is Quran, and the place toward which we are invited, that is Mecca, Baytullah al-Haram, and toward the leaders of invitation, that are A'immah and the pious people who are the from the generation of the Holy Prophet.
So the Holy Prophet, the Holy Quran, Kaaba, and the A'immah.
Yes.
A'immah al-Masumin.
So
okay.
These four pillars are the main pillars that if we rely on them and we put emphasis on them, we may gather around them and we would forget about the differences that we may have with other people.
Very good.
And I should also highlight this point that because he was familiar with the history of Islam, that's why he tried to highlight the points in history of Islam to mention that when, for example, Muslims are united at this era, they have got these benefits. And if they have forgotten about the unity, these are the problems that they may faced with. Beside all these issues, we should notice that he put emphasis on Qibla. And he says that Qibla is the manifestation of Islamic rules.
That's right.
Is an injunction according which Muslims may manifest and may exhibit what they believe in.
Okay.
So he gives examples. For example, he says Muslims must stand toward Qibla when they want to say prayer.
Yes.
Or it's, for example, recommended to sleep toward Qibla, or even when you want to pray, it's better to stand toward Qibla. And if they want to perform Hajj, they have to go to the Baytullah al-Haram and circulate around that, you know, place, that house. And he says because this Kaaba is the manifestation of the glory of Islam.
That's right.
So if we want to get united, we should get united around this, you know, house. And even because at that time, there was no, you know, Muslim government that was, you know, in that position to be the head of Muslim Ummah. Even Sheikh Khalil Qamari wrote a letter to the King of Saudi Arabia to be at this position and let Muslim people around Baytullah al-Haram, and even the King of Saudi Arabia be the head of this Muslim Ummah to let them sit beside each other.
You mean Malik Faisal?
Yes.
That's right.
But he wrote also, he was not successful in this regard.
He wrote also so many letters to the kings and the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, and we can say informing them about his concern regarding the Islamic Wahda and the unity among the Muslims, you know. and we can say avoiding segregational and segregationist look in the religion of Islam.
And it's also important to know that even once a letter came from Vatican, from Pope's side,
yes,
to ask some questions regarding Islamic beliefs in 12 different questions. And this letter was sent to Sheikh Khalil Kamari because he was very active regarding sending letters to different figures all around the world. Even he sent a letter to Nixon,
Richard Nixon,
the president of United States, to say that, triumphing over the moon is not important if you have not conquered the hearts of people.
Yes.
So if you have conquered moon,
yes,
so let's conquer the hearts of Muslims that they are living in Middle East or different, yes, countries, and they are deprived from their rights.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you very much. Really fruitful life he had, Mirza Khalil Kamari. So, Sheikh Mahtawi, can you give us other details about his look, especially at the concept of Islamic unity and proximity between the religions?
Okay, as you mentioned, I think one of the great things that he did was that to be ambassador of Ayatollah Burujerdi in order to extend the gratitude to Sheikh Shaltut,
yes,
for acknowledging Shia as one of the official Islamic sect. This is actually one of the important job that he did it along with Ayatollah Taleqani. They moved to Cairo and they met Sheikh Shaltut, the head of Al-Azhar at that time, and they extended the gratitude and the gratitude of Sayyid al-Burujerdi because of this acknowledgement. Besides this activity, we can see in Iran, since we have different denominations practicing their religion and denominations freely, in the west of Iran, in Kurdistan province, we have our Sunni brethren.
Yes.
So in order to get them united with the majority of the population of Iran who are Shia,
yes,
he went there and he had a very fruitful and informative speech for them in order to clarify that three caliphs, although Shia do not consider them as the direct successors of the Prophet,
yes,
but throughout the life of the Prophet, we cannot see any curse or any insult being addressed to these caliphs by the Prophet. That's why we, as the true followers of the Prophet, we are not allowed to curse or
That's
insult
right.
them.
Yes.
So it was the matter of bringing up the issue of unity in practice. You see, one outstanding Shia scholar is moving to a Sunni province, meaning the majority of the province are Sunnis, and he deliver such a speech on the issue of the actually unity. Besides this activity, also we can mention his travel to Pakistan. He went to Pakistan also because of the invitation that he received from Pakistan, and he was trying to establish the issue of unity among the meeting and discussions that he had with
That's right.
their scholars, and also in Syria. As my brother mentioned, he was not only the man of speech,
no.
he was the man yes. of action as well. He was the man of travel for the sake of
yes.
Implementing his intention, holy intention, which was the
Sorry.
Unification and getting united all Muslim under one umbrella
That's
and
right.
around one table. So we see that even in Syria, in Damascus, he had a very nice meeting, fruitful meeting with the Sheikh Ahmad Koftaru, who was the actually great mufti. Who was leading the majority population of Syria.
That's right.
And also over there, he had a very fruitful speech on the issue of unity.
Yes.
So for such a scholar and such fruitful life, I think the students of Hausa and seminary mm-hmm. school and those who have this intention of gallery of Islam in general,
yes.
they have to follow his footsteps in order to establish the unity among the Muslims
yes.
in their hearts.
Yes.
Because we have one enemy,
yes.
which is the Israel and actually arrogant powers, Israel and U.S.
Yes.
So in front of them, we must be united.
That's right. And as we said, his invitation to Islamic unity was based upon four important pillars. The very character of Prophet Muhammad, the Holy Quran, the Kaaba, and the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, namely the Aimmat al-Ma'sumin, with respect for, we can say, the Sunni caliphs, three important caliphs after Prophet Muhammad. And that's why he could, and he was successful in establishing dialogues between the Shias and, we can say, the Sunni brethren all around the world. A really fruitful life, although he had so many trips here and there, but he produced so many works. On the day of Ashura, he produced a very great book on the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra, on Salman al-Farsi, you know, on Qiblatul Islam, and different, you know, aspects of the history of Islam. He produced outstanding works. 1363, according to the solar calendar, is the year that he passed away. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Hazrat al-Masumah and was buried in a chamber beside, we can say, the tomb of Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri. It is in the great courtyard of Hazrat al-Masumah. And different mourning ceremonies were held for him from the offices of Ayatollah Golpaygani and Ayatollah Mareshi al-Najafi. May Allah bless the soul of Mirza Khalil Kamarei, the man who dedicated his life for establishing Islamic unity among Muslims and Islamic denominations all across the world, inshallah. Thank you, Sheikh Mahdavi.
You're most welcome.
And Sheikh Ziaynia.
Thank you, and you're most welcome.
For your presence in the program, The Teacher, and thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, on the life of the late Ayatollah Haj Mirza Khalil Kamarei. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.